Chapter 49, Bringing Reproach Upon God's Cause. The religion you profess makes it as much your duty to employ your time during the 6 working days as to attend church on the Sabbath. You are not diligent in business. You let hours, days, and even weeks pass without accomplishing anything. The very best sermon you could preach to the world would be to show a decided reformation in your life and provide for your own family. Says the apostle, "If any provide not for his own, and specially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith, and is worse than an infidel." You bring a reproach upon the cause by locating in a place where you indulge indolence for a time, and then are obliged to run in debt for provision for your family. These, your honest debts, you are not always particular to pay, but, instead, move to another place. This is defrauding your neighbor. The world has a right to expect strict integrity in those who profess to be Bible Christians. By one man's indifference in regard to paying his just dues, all our people are in danger of being regarded as unreliable. "Whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them." This refers to those who labor with their hands as well as to those who have gifts to bestow. God has given you strength and skill, but you have not used them. Your strength is sufficient to abundantly support your family. Rise in the morning, even while the stars are shining, if need be. Lay your plans to do something, and then accomplish it. Redeem every pledge, unless sickness lays you prostrate. Better deny yourself food and sleep than be guilty of keeping from others their just dues. What the Eighth Commandment requires. The Eighth Commandment condemns man-stealing and slave-dealing, and forbids wars of conquest. It condemns theft and robbery. It demands strict integrity in the minutest details of the affairs of life. It forbids overreaching in trade, and requires the payment of just debts or wages. It declares that every attempt to advantage oneself by the ignorance, weakness, or misfortune of another is registered as fraud in the books of heaven. One of Satan's nets for souls. All must practice economy. No worker should manage his affairs in a way to incur debt. When one voluntarily becomes involved in debt, he is entangling himself in one of Satan's nets which he sets for souls. Weakens faith, tends to discouragement. Dear brother, I am sorry that you are situated as you are, under the pressure of debt. I know of quite a number who, like yourself, are troubled and distressed over their financial condition. The Lord does not take pleasure in your distress. He wants to bestow upon you the consolations of His Holy Spirit, that you may be a free man, abiding in His light and in His love. He has lessons for you to learn, and He would have you move quick in learning them. You ought not to allow yourself to become financially embarrassed, for the fact that you are in debt weakens your faith and tends to discourage you, and even the thought of it makes you nearly wild. You need to cut down your expenses, and strive to supply this deficiency in your character. You can and should make determined efforts to bring under control your disposition to spend means beyond your income. A demoralizing practice. The practice of borrowing money to relieve some pressing necessity, and making no calculation for canceling the indebtedness, however common, is demoralizing. The Lord would have all who believe the truth converted from these self-deceiving practices. They should choose rather to suffer want than to commit a dishonest act. No soul can resort to prevarication or dishonesty in handling the Lord's goods, and stand guiltless before God. All who do this deny Christ in action, while they profess to keep and teach the commandments of God. They do not maintain the principles of God's law. If those who see the truth do not change in character corresponding to the sanctifying influence of the truth, they will be a savor of death unto death. They will misrepresent the truth, bring a reproach upon it, and dishonor Christ, who is truth.